This is a Lunar Hiccups Adult Entertainment production. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm home. Sorry I ended up being a little late. Thanks for staying around. Did you have any trouble getting them into bed today? Okay, good. Why don't you just give me a sec? I just want to change real quick. It's been a long day and I need to get out of these clothes. Okay, thank you. Hey, I'm in the bedroom. I have your check here. Yeah, just come in, it's fine. I just wanted to slip into something a little more comfortable. I look good. I mean, it's just an old nightgown. But, thanks. Anyway. Here's the payment for babysitting for the whole week. Hey. I just really want you to know that I know that I'm not paying you nearly enough. You've been so kind and generous, even just offering to help out with the kids. I know you say that we've been neighbors for a while now. And that it's easy for you to come over since, you know, your college classes are all online and stuff, but God, with my asshole husband running out on us and then, well, you know, everything else happening, you've practically saved me. You really have. But it's not fair. You deserve more. You deserve something in return. From me. I don't think I could ever thank you enough, but I want to try. I don't have any more money or anything, but, I've kind of noticed that the girl you used to have over once in a while hasn't been around. Yeah, that's understandable. I hope you guys weren't too serious. I see. Well, I was just wondering if you were, missing, companionship. I mean, not that I think you're lonely or anything, but I mean... Yeah, Netflix party with the kids sounds great. I kind of meant a different kind of companionship. Female companionship. I know I'm a little older than you, and I'm a divorced mother of three. Probably not really your type at all, but the way that All my coworkers and clients have started looking at me after my husband left tells me that I might have some feminine charms left. And I know I've caught you looking at me the same way sometimes. So, if you're interested, I mean, I could, give you a little treat. Sort of like a thanks for all the things you've done for me. You're still not sure what I mean. I guess I don't blame you. I'm kind of being vague and awkward and nervous about this. God, I don't even know what I'm doing myself, but how about this? Just give me your hand. Now, watch me place your hand in the soft material between my legs. Now feel me move your hand up my belly and onto each breast. Up my neck and put your finger into my mouth. Now, everything I want to offer you is everything you just touched. If you're interested, I'm serious. Don't be shy. Come here. Yeah, get closer to me. So I can reach that going bulge in your crotch. That feels really good against my palm. Feeling that shaft starting to harden in those jeans. Look, you're a really, really good guy. And good guys deserve a little treat every once in a while, don't you think? Yeah? Oh, sweetheart. It's okay. It's okay. That's all you needed to say. I'll take care of everything else. Now, let me get down on my knees. What a nice cock, sweetie. Does that feel good, baby? My warm hands stroking your cock. Feeling it lengthen in my fingers as they glide up and down your shaft. Has it been a while since you had a hand job? You're shivering with excitement. No, it's okay. It makes me happy to see you so eager and hard. Let's see if it tastes good too. Mm-hmm. remember this at all? It's kind of been a while. Once the kids were born, my husband, well, ex-husband, I guess. It was almost like he didn't want anything to do with me anymore. I should have seen that he was having an affair from a mile away. You never cheated on a girl, have you? Of course you wouldn't. You seem to be a really good, dependable guy with a very tasty cock. Oh. You're so gentle, but you don't need to be shy, sweetie. Don't be afraid of gagging me a little bit. I'm a grown woman. I can take it. Yeah. Just say that. Enjoying yourself, aren't you? What do you think? Wouldn't this be more comfortable on the bed? Okay, go lay down while I strip this little thing off. Let me get that delicious cock back in my mouth. And stay there. Yeah, I'll take care of it. Hey, honey bunny. Is everything okay? You had a nightmare? Oh. Yeah, he's still here. He's helping mommy with something. Well, he's in mommy's bed because he got a little tired and he just wanted to take a quick little nap. Well, let's go back to your room together, okay? Oh yeah, I'll tuck you in. I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that. She said that she had a lot of fun with you today. They all say that. They really like you. And it's not just taking care of the kids. I noticed you've patched up the leaky faucet in the bathroom. And you always keep the house tidy. Tidier than I have, that's for sure. You don't have to do any of those things, but you still do. In a lot of ways, you've sort of become like the man of the house. And the man of the house deserves some special privileges. I think. Yeah. And what would the man of the house desire, sir? You want me to fuck you? Of course. I'd be glad to show you my gratitude with my pussy. Now, let me straddle that nice, hard cock of yours. Oh, fuck. I haven't had sex in a while. So, the prospect of stuffing your throbbing cock inside of me is making my pussy so fucking wet. You feel it, don't you? You feel my dripping on your cock as I slide my pussy lips along your shaft. I can feel you throbbing so hard against me. Your cock is so desperate to slip just inside the warm wetness of my cunt, isn't it? You want to be inside me so bad, don't you? Stop teasing you. Yes, sir. After all, from now on you get all the special pussy privileges. So I'll do whatever you tell me to. Order me around like I'm your personal fuck doll. Fuck. Your cock is inside me and it feels so good. I wanna grind and bounce on it. Yeah, you like watching me sliding on top of your cock. Watching my bouncy tits jiggle as I ride you. My thighs gripping your hips. It's been so long. It's so long since I've had good cock. Fuck. Oh god, this is worth the wait. Oh god. Yeah, fuck your hips like that. Thrust your cock into me while I ride you. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, God, just like that. Oh, it feels so good. So good. Oh my God. It's like you're penetrating through all of me. Oh, yeah. Reach up. Yeah, you can play with me. Yeah, oh, it's stuck on my nipples. Oh, yeah, Every night from now. now on. Pump me in and out of my pussy like you want it. Until the squeezing tightness and the soaking wetness is too much for you. And you blow your thick, creamy load as deep as you can inside of me. Yeah, you, I want you to come inside of me. Oh, it's been so long since I felt the splurge of hot semen inside of me. Oh, so long since I've been properly bred. Oh, you want to breed me, don't you? Yeah. Breathe the milk next door. Oh, you take such good care of my kids. No, I want you to make one of your own with me. Shh, shh. No, it's okay. It's okay. I wanted to. I love the feeling of cum inside me. Oh, I love to be bred. I love the feeling of being desperately filled with cum again and again. Yeah, you're my man of the house now. So it's your privilege to mark me with your seam. Put a baby in me. Give me a proper breeding every single night. Empty your balls inside me again and again till I can't stop your sperm from dripping out of my sopping fuckhole. Oh, baby, I can tell you want it. You're getting close. I can feel it. You're doing so good. You're doing so good. Your balls tightening. Your cock throbbing. Don't think about it, baby. Don't resist it. Just give in to the primal need to empty your balls. You need to shoot your hot cream inside a wet, cum, greedy milk pussy. Let it all go. Let it all go. Turn your balls inside of me. I have my legs wrapped around you, and I'm not letting you go until you empty every last drop of cum inside me. Come inside me, baby. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Shoot your load inside me. Shoot it inside me. Oh, shoot it inside me. Come inside me. Fuck. Oh, that was it's incredible. Thank you. Thank you. I really needed that. You know, it's late. Why don't you just stay the night?